AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. For the first time in more than a year, President Obama meets with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The AP's Mark Smith reports that the pair appear to have put their dispute over Iran behind them.
The president shrugged off the clash over the Iran deal as a narrow one.
We don't have a disagreement on the need to making sure that Iran does not get a nuclear weapon, and we don't have a disagreement about the importance of us blunting destabilizing activities.
Instead, he and Netanyahu discussed U.S. military aid to Israel and ways to, as Obama put it, lower the temperature over recent clashes between Jews and Palestinians.
I remain committed to a vision of peace, of two states for two peoples.
However, neither leader disputed what an aide here said last week, that a peace deal's unlikely before Obama leaves office. Mark Smith at the White House.
A U.S. official says the death toll in a shooting at a State Department-sponsored police training center in Jordan appears to have risen to 8. Jordanian officials say 4 people, including 2 Americans, were killed when a Jordanian police officer opened fire on foreign trainers. The officer was then shot and killed by troops. Not clear if the U.S. official included the dead assailant in his count. The lawyer for a man wounded in a Louisiana police shooting incident that left his 6-year-old boy dead says a police body cam shows his client with his hands in the air before police opened fire. The AP's Michael Kunzelman reports a bail was set for both officers at a hearing that was closed to the public and the media.
Norris Greenhouse and Derek Stafford have each been charged with second-degree murder and attempted second-degree murder. The judge set bond for them at $1 million bond apiece.
Attorney Mark Jazan, who represents the father, Chris Few, says the body cam description was part of today's hearing. Few, who was seriously wounded, remains hospitalized, missing today's funeral for his son, Jeremy Martis. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 208. This is AP Radio News. 4 people are dead. 14 others, including 5 children, have been hurt in the crash of a church van and a pickup truck in a Maryland suburb of Washington, D.C. 2 of the 5 children are in critical condition at Children's National Medical Center in Washington. Police say the pickup crossed the center line and slammed into the van last night. Hillary Rodham Clinton has officially registered for the New Hampshire presidential primary.
Fourth time. How are you? Welcome
yeah,
back.
It is the fourth time. Okay. Oh, the check is going to clear. Are you sure?
Clinton submitted the paperwork and a $1,000 check to get on the ballot to kick off a 2-day campaign trip to the state. Her main challengers for the Democratic Party's nomination, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, filed their papers last week. Target says, just like last year, stores will open Thanksgiving evening to lure shoppers after eating their turkey and their stuffing. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.